This hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth delivering a landmark speech in Singapore where he warned that China might pose an imminent military threat. And with increasing Chinese saber-rattling directed at Taiwan, this...
To be clear, any attempt by Communist China to conquer Taiwan by force would result in devastating consequences for the Indo-Pacific and the world. There's no reason to sugarcoat it.
In Pennsylvania, President Trump saying he's going to double the tariff on steel to 50%. Trump making the announcement at a rally of U.S. steelworkers near Pittsburgh Friday, celebrating investments by Japan's Nippon Steel in the company. A win for the Trump administration, the U.S. Supreme Court granting a request to revoke humanitarian parole for more than 500,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. PBS has filed a lawsuit against President Trump's administration challenging his executive order targeting public broadcasting. It follows legal actions by NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is ABC News. In Washington state, police are buzzing with a new problem.
An overturned truck near the Canadian border has released 250 million honeybees.
Several responders were stung, and even one of our emergency management people was stung inside of vehicles.
Amy Cloud with the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office says it will take some time to corral them all.
You reset their hives, and you give them space and time to find their queen and find their hive and go back home.
And that process could take several days, and in the meantime, nearby roads have been closed for the safety of the public. Jeff Pogela, ABC News, Seattle.
A 61-year-old Alaska man expected to make a full recovery after getting pinned down by a 700-pound boulder for 3 hours last Saturday, say authorities. The man was hypothermic, slipping in and out of consciousness and laying on his stomach, his spouse holding his head out of water. Crews using airbags, ropes, and, quote, brute force to lift the boulder and pull him to safety. He does not face any life-threatening injuries. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Whether you are looking for a big block of cheese for your next party or artisan cheese for that special dish, Whitaker's Market is your go-to place for cheese. We currently have over 30 options in stock, in addition to the hundreds of other items that you can't possibly live without. And as always, many of these items are deeply discounted. Check out our Facebook page for our current cheese inventory. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays and 9 to 3 Saturdays.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Looks like a pretty nice weekend here to finish up the month of May and jump into June here across the Badger State with high pressure in control. Should bring us a lot of sunshine. A lot of the thick smoke that we experienced yesterday is starting to dissipate and move off, so that'll help. And temperatures should be rather comfortable with low humidity. Now, the hottest weather in the forecast coming into the area Monday with sunshine and gusty southwest winds, boosting readings about 10 or 12 degrees above normal. Thankfully, it won't be very humid yet. Things will get more humid, though, for Tuesday, and also a cold front approaching from the west should spell quite a few showers and thunderstorms across the region. We could end up with some pretty heavy rain totals through late Tuesday night, probably on the order of 1 to 2 inches across a good chunk of the region. Behind that system, it will be a touch cooler going into the second part of the week. There'll be some more disturbed weather with a weak system or two impacting us Thursday and Friday, with some more chances of scattered showers, but certainly much lighter than what we get on Tuesday. Today's forecast looks really nice with plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid-70s, northeast to north wind at 5 to 10. Mainly clear tonight, dropping down to 46. Sunny to partly cloudy, nice ones again tomorrow, high about 79. Variable wind then becoming west at 4 to 8. Monday, mostly sunny, breezy, and very warm with highs in the upper 80s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and humid. Showers and storms likely by midday. Some could be strong and heavy rain is likely later on. Low 64, high 79. Wednesday, any rain ending early in the morning, decreasing clouds, cooler and less humid, high in the mid-70s. Thursday and Friday, we could see some spotty showers mixed with variably cloudy skies, highs in the low to mid-70s. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We have moved up to 51 degrees. That following our low of 50, we have overcast, hazy, smoky conditions throughout the area. The high yesterday was 77, the record high 91 in 1953. We go back to 1965 for our record low, it was 34. 1 year ago, 79 the high, 48 the low. Sunset today at 8:34 and sunrise tomorrow morning for your Sunday at 5:24. The air is calm, the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.83, and no precipitation to report today or yesterday. Speaking of yesterday, our high was 77, our morning low 50. With overcast, hazy, smoky conditions, we're currently at 51.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Who's behind the counter is just as important as what's under the hood. When you combine quality parts and helpful people, you get more than just know-how. You get Napa know-how. Hi, this is John. You'll get the good stuff at our Napa stores along with locally owned hometown service. Whether vehicle maintenance is a passion or just a necessity, we're happy to share our Napa know-how with you. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. In high school baseball action from last night, we have one final. Fenimore defeated Belmont 4-0. In girls soccer, Prairie du Chien over La Crosse Logan Luther 3-0. And Dodgeville Mineral Point shut out Columbus 1-0. In track action from yesterday, the WIAA Division II McFarland Sectional held at McFarland. Team rankings for the girls, Richland Center finished 21st with 11 points. River Valley finished 25th with 7. In the boys' team rankings, Richland Center with an 18th place finish with 13 points. River Valley finished 19th with 12. In the boys' 4x200-meter relay, it was Richland Center's team finishing fourth. That included Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden. Richland Center had a fourth-place finisher in the girls' shot put, with Madeline Huber finishing fourth. The boys' 100-meter dash, Division II, finishing fourth place, was Wesley Hatfield of River Valley. Wesley Hatfield of River Valley also a fourth-place finish in the boys' 200-meter dash. The WIAA Division III Bangor Sectional Finals were held at Bangor High School last night. Team rankings, the girls, it was a fourth-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge with 50 points, and Riverdale finished 26th with 9. The boys' team rankings, Iowa Grant finishes in 12th place with 20 points, and the Ithaca Weston team finished 13th. They had 19 points on the night. In boys' state qualifiers, we see the boys' 200-meter dash. Adric Egge from Kickapoo Lafarge finished in first. Adric Egge also had a first-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge in the 400-meter dash. First place for Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee in the boys' 1600-meter run. Clayton Lee picked up a second-place finish for Ithaca Weston in the boys' 3200-meter run. The boys' 4x400-meter relay, Kickapoo Lafarge took first place. It was Adric Egge, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter on that relay team. The boys' 4x800-meter relay, a second-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge with Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Arlen Walter, and Landon Turgeson. The boys' high jump, a second-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge's Adam Boyson. And in the boys' long jump, Adric Egge finished second for Kickapoo Lafarge. In the girls' side of things, it was a third-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge's Ava Young and the girls' 100-meter dash. The girls' 400-meter dash, Kickapoo Lafarge's Jaden Snagel, finished second. The 4x100-meter relay belonged to Kickapoo Lafarge, a first-place girls' finish. Katie Randau, Ava Young, it was Chloe Walter and Jewel Kleinsasser on that team. The 4x200 girls'-meter relay, first-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge, Jewel Kleinsasser, Chloe Walter, Ava Young, and Katie Randau. And the girls' 4x400-meter relay picks up a third-place finish. That team consisted of Katie Randau, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andalusik, and Jaden Snagel. WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a very pleasant late spring day today with lots of sunshine and a high at 75. Mainly clear, a little cooler tonight, 46. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, nice again, a high of 79. Sunday night, a few clouds move in, 55 for a low. Monday, mostly sunny, breezy, very warm. We're expected to top out at 88 degrees. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy, humid, showers likely, 79. Any rain ending early morning for your midweek. Wednesday, decreasing clouds, cooler and less humid with a high of 75. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Lover and my
You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea. My heavenly haven, where I could spend eternity.
Every day, the grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time. those who stood for us and gave all they had, we stand for you today. We remember. We honor. This Memorial Day tribute is brought to you by American Legion Post 13 and Meister Log and Lumber.
The 44th Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell Lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
ET Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics, now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At ET Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalar's at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's ET Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and we rise, wipe the sleep out of our eyes. Your shaven razor's cold and it stings. Steve.
4 years, one diploma, and endless possibilities. The future looks bright for the 2025 Ithaca graduates. Saluted by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna say, this time the girl is gonna say, for more than just a day. So small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and the tears are shining, honey, sweet love.
Good morning, it's 6:30. We're at 54 degrees, that following our morning low of 50, and we have hazy, smoky, and overcast conditions. A great day with plenty of sunshine eventually today. That, according to Tony Schumacher, a high in the mid-70s. A little cooler tonight and clear will drop down to the mid-40s. And then Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, nice again. We'll get right near 80. As mentioned, following our low of 50, we're at 54. News is on the way next.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
With news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Federal health officials say at least 45 people in 18 states have been sickened in an expanding salmonella outbreak tied to recalled cucumbers. The cucumbers were produced by Florida-based Bednar Growers and distributed to restaurants, hospitals, cruise ships, and grocery stores. Health authorities said Friday that at least 16 people have been hospitalized. The outbreak includes reports of illness from people aboard six different cruise ships that departed from Florida ports between late March and mid-April. The outbreak was detected as part of a follow-up inspection to a 2024 outbreak linked to the same company. President Donald Trump bid farewell to Elon Musk in the Oval Office. The billionaire entrepreneur ended his work in the administration on Friday. He had spearheaded the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, to slash federal spending. However, Musk fell far short of his targets and struggled in the unfamiliar environment of Washington. Thousands of people were laid off or pushed out of their jobs while litigation piled up. Musk plans to go back to running his companies, including Tesla and SpaceX. He also said he'll curtail political spending after becoming Trump's biggest donor in last year's presidential campaign. Investigators are working to determine the cause of a Thursday night industrial fire in the Fox Valley. A large fire in Plant 2 of the Neenah Foundry reportedly began in the foundry's sand bin area. The plant was in full operation when the fire broke out, but workers were able to leave the building safely. Heavy black smoke and flames poured from the building as responding departments extinguished the fire in around 2.5 hours. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Zeamer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Zeamer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often, it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And finally, on our news this morning, Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us about how an estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime.
Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor, who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
This Memorial Day, we pause to honor the brave men and women who gave their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This message is brought to you by Walsh's Ace, proud to remember our nation's heroes.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a very pleasant late spring day today with lots of sunshine and a high at 75. Mainly clear, a little cooler tonight, 46. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, nice again, a high of 79. Sunday night, a few clouds move in, 55 for a low. Monday, mostly sunny, breezy, very warm. We're expected to top out at 88 degrees. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy, humid, showers likely, 79. Any rain ending early morning for your midweek. Wednesday, decreasing clouds, cooler and less humid with a high of 75.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. In high school baseball action from last night, we have one final. Fenimore defeated Belmont 4-0. In girls soccer, Prairie du Chien over La Crosse Logan Luther 3-0. And Dodgeville Mineral Point shut out Columbus 1-0. In track action from yesterday, the WIAA Division II McFarland Sectional held at McFarland. Team rankings for the girls, Richland Center finished 21st with 11 points. River Valley finished 25th with 7. In the boys team rankings, Richland Center with an 18th place finish with 13 points. River Valley finished 19th with 12. In the boys 4x200-meter relay, it was Richland Center's team finishing fourth. That included Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelinek, and Robert Budden. Richland Center had a fourth-place finisher in the girls' shot put, with Madeline Huber finishing fourth. The boys' 100-meter dash, Division II, finishing fourth place was Wesley Hatfield of River Valley. Wesley Hatfield of River Valley also a fourth-place finish in the boys' 200-meter dash. The WIAA Division III Bangor Sectional Finals were held at Bangor High School last night. Team rankings, the girls, it was a fourth-place finish for Kickapoo LaFarge with 50 points, and Riverdale finished 26th with 9. The boys' team rankings, Iowa Grant finishes in 12th place with 20 points, and the Ithaca Weston team finished 13th. They had 19 points on the night. In boys' state qualifiers, we see the boys' 200-meter dash. Adric Egge from Kickapoo LaFarge finished in first. Adric Egge also had a first-place finish for Kickapoo LaFarge in the 400-meter dash. First place for Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee in the boys' 1,600-meter run. Clayton Lee picked up a second-place finish for Ithaca Weston in the boys' 3,200-meter run. The boys' 4x400-meter relay, Kickapoo LaFarge took first place. It was Adric Egge, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter on that relay team. The boys' 4x800-meter relay, a second-place finish for Kickapoo LaFarge with Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Arlen Walter, and Landon Turgeson. The boys' high jump, a second-place finish for Kickapoo LaFarge's Adam Boyson. And in the boys' long jump, Adric Egge finished second for Kickapoo LaFarge. In the girls' side of things, it was a third-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge's Ava Young in the girls' 100-meter dash. The girls' 400-meter dash, Kickapoo Lafarge's Jaden Snagel finished second. The 4x100-meter relay belonged to Kickapoo Lafarge, a first-place girls' finish, Katie Randau, Ava Young. It was Chloe Walter and Jewel Kleinsasser on that team. The 4x200 girls' meter relay, first-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge, Jewel Kleinsasser, Chloe Walter, Ava Young, and Katie Randau. And the girls' 4x400-meter relay picks up a third-place finish. That team consisted of Katie Randau, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andalusik, and Jaden Snagel.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Christian Yelich hit two home runs and drove in four, and the Milwaukee Brewers limited National League leading Philadelphia to just four hits as the Brewers beat the Phillies 6-2 Friday night for their fifth straight win. Yelich hit a three-run homer on the first pitch from Philadelphia reliever Tanner Banks in the fifth inning to break open a close game. He hit his 12th of the season, a solo shot, into the second deck at Citizens Bank Park off righty Carlos Hernandez to lead off the ninth. It was Yelich's 12th career multi-homer game and the second this season. Yelich's shot off Banks was his first off a lefty this season. Before that at-bat, he was hitting just 147 against left-handers. Brewers opener D.L. Hall pitched three no-hit innings, and Quinn Priester, 2-2 on the year, worked six innings of relief, allowing two runs on four hits for the win. Same two teams play today with a 2:30 pregame on WRCE, AM 1450, and FM 107.7. An injury is expected to keep guard Damian Lillard out of most, if not all, of next season. For the Bucks, one of the NBA's best players will be on the sidelines. Celtics star Jason Tatum knows how it feels. Tatum shared a post on Instagram showing the two embracing earlier this season. Tatum suffered the same injury to his Achilles, has had surgery, and he's also expected to be out all of next season. Recovery may be a bit harder for Lillard because he is 7 years older than the Boston star. The Packers have added some more speed at the receiving core by signing an undrafted free agent. Sam Brown played college football at the University of Miami. To make room on the roster, on Thursday, the team released defensive end Jeremiah Martin. Brown has good size at 6'2" and 200 pounds. His 40-yard dash time was 4.44 at the NFL Combine. He attended the Miami Dolphins rookie minicamp, but was not signed by Miami.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Even something as small as an apple. Complex, sweet and divine, the perfect design. Can I speak to the architect? And there's a canyon that cuts through the desert. Did it get there because of a flood? Was it devised, or were you surprised when you saw how grand it was? Was it thought out at all, or just paint on a wall? Is there any
too hard to love. I was in a weird place, then I saw the right face, and the stars and the planets lined up. Does it happen by chance? Is it all happenstance? Do we have any say in this mess? Is it too late to make some more space? Can I speak to the architect? This life that we make, is it random or fate? Can I speak to the architect? Is there an architect?
That's Casey Musgraves by suggestion at WRCO.com. Just fill in the little area there, and you can request the song as well. Checking in today, Canton, Ohio, Woodman, Wisconsin, Tallahassee, and Mesa. Thanks for taking us along. Here's Randy Travis.
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. Had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center is ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We expect a nice lineup of collector tractors, including Internationals, Farmalls, John Deere's, Ellis Schomers, and tons more. We'll also have antique implements, tools, and tons of Ford memorabilia. We're taking consignments. Get your classic tractors and implements down to Muscadet today. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
There are names on barns and brands on gates that go back generations here, and the farmers behind those names carry that legacy with care. They grease the fittings, check the PTO guards, and teach their kids how to work the land and how to respect the equipment. That blend of tradition and caution helps ensure Southern Wisconsin agriculture keeps on thriving. This message in support of farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
We're taking you to 7 o'clock. We will have a news update courtesy of the ABC News Network. Look at your forecast as well. Tony Schumacher will tell us all about what to expect. Should be a nice weekend. Right now, this is brand new Boomtown Saints and This Side of the Dirt.
White church on the edge of town. Country sermon going down. Got me thinking about what I ain't done right. How to make every minute count. Live life and live it loud. And chase that sun till it burns out. There's still mountains to be climbed. There's still back roads left to drive. God only gives us so much time on this side of the dirt. Can't live too hard, too fast, too much. Can't say I love you near enough. Don't be afraid to kick up dust on this side of the dirt. Dreaming big, sitting still. Too afraid to take the wheel. Safe inside the lines. And I wanna break out. Cause moss don't grow on a rolling stone. Live young and you'll never get old. Gotta write my story like it's never been told.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist.